Hoosiers. Goodbye, Mr. A. Proper music, proper sport, proper radio. It's Radio Yorkshire. 16 minutes away from 9. We're talking movies after 9 o'clock this morning. Kat's going to be in the studio. And also we're going to be joined by Garth Stainforth, who is a Leeds film producer, who's producing a brand new zombie film. Called Zombie Vamp, apparently. I'm thinking it's got to be something to do with zombies and vampires, I'm guessing. But we'll find out all about that a little bit later on. Right now, though, we're incredibly excited. Oh, it sends tingles down my spine as soon as I hear
music.
It. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now, Apprentice 2011 winner, it's Tom Pellerow. Morning, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, that's really... Wow, that sent shivers down my spine as well. I was part of that. Oh, dear.
Yeah, goodness. You were part of it. You won it.
I know. It's actually ridiculous looking back. And I still work with Lord Sugar. I work from his head office, although I've actually just started a new office. So I'm going to have to get my business cards all changed now.
Really?
But yeah, it's been an incredible experience.
Yes, because, I mean, after you won, because a few of the winners have sort of worked for him for a bit and then not. You've stuck with him you've been with him for 4 years now.
Yeah, I was the first of the kind of new breed where we were starting a business. Lord Sugar was so keen, and he's so into small business, helping people start business, not this kind of, you know, you go and get £1 million and you start something with your Evian bottle, etc. It's all about hard graft, and that's why I'm so intrigued by this Vistaprint research, demonstrating which I've always felt, which is how important family and friends are when you're starting a business.
So it's basically how to turn an idea into a winning business, and what you can do if you have an invention. Because you were Tom the Inventor. In fact, even your Twitter, you're at Inventor Tom. I always remember it was always the nail files, wasn't it? The nail files and the nail clippers.
Yep. So the star file, my curved nail file, the world's first, which is incredible. It's now in Boots, Sainsbury's, Tesco's. I'm doing a deal with. It's going to Japan. It's just. I'm a small little inventor who had a few ideas, who's having to learn all the other things as we go along, and I've been so fortunate.
I'm assured that it's really good as well, the nail file.
But it is.
By,
my wife,
by Kat, who works in the office as well, says it's really good. But that wasn't your actual idea that you pitched first to Lord Sugar, was it, at the time?
It was sort of one of the ideas. So I also pitched some other things as sort of part of a... And that's what's been so brilliant about working with someone like him with that kind of level of experience. And I would so encourage people, if you're starting a business, to get to find others around you, and ideally at the beginning, friends and family. So my first business, my dad was a director of, and I remember having a little board meetings, and actually thinking back now, I should have got him some business cards. I should, Matthew Pellerow, you know, director or whatever, just to, because he gave all his time for free. And actually my mum the same. I remember I did loads of trade shows and things like that, and my mum was probably the best seller. She would have won The Apprentice easily. She was amazing at selling things.
Really?
And even last night I was talking to my wife about my latest idea, which hopefully will be ready, you know, in time for Christmas, and she's sort of going, oh, what about this? What about that? And you know, that was just a half hour conversation over dinner, and apparently the research suggests that over 50% of micro businesses, and that equates to £2.5 billion worth of staffing time is basically donated by friends and family to these small businesses, which is not surprising, but it's an incredible amount of money.
Yeah, but if you can get it for free, why not? Especially if you're starting up a business, you want to do things as cheaply as possible or as inexpensive as possible.
Yeah.
If you can rope your family into doing stuff for nothing, then that's bonus, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And if it's, you know, if it's at the shows and you get them in the printed T-shirt, or you've got the flyers which they go around handing out and that kind of thing. My son is only two. He's just two, and I can't wait to get him with the flyers, handing them out, and at the exhibitions. And that's exactly what I did for my dad. He had a property company, and I started at probably the age of 10 stuffing envelopes. To think, you know, you don't really send envelopes out these days, but that's mail shots is what I used to do.
Well, I watch a lot of these sort of business TV shows, but the Alex Polizzi TV show where she goes around to all business, and nearly all of them are family businesses. So it just shows that if you are a startup, how important family is, because you can't afford to take on staff, can you?
No, No, and they're so close and they're so involved and they're so trying to help support you. And this is the thing, you know, Vistaprint have come up with this nice little idea of, you know, why not reward them with their own personal business card, which I think is a really nice kind of little thing. And I should do that for my wife. Although I'm inventor's apprentice or inventor's inventor's wife or something like that. But yeah. I really encourage you, if you are starting a business, to really speak to your family and friends. And the research suggests that actually it's accounting and finance. 24% of what's helped is in the accountancy and finance area, which, as you know, creatives, if you're starting a creative business, that can be an area which is quite tough. And so finding a friend and family who is in the accounting area seems to be the most popular, and I'd really encourage that.
What was the first thing you ever invented?
Oh, wow. The first thing I kind of invented personally, or I do a lot of sort of these fun things that I make. I made my, probably the very first thing was I made my gran a folding candelabra, because she used to come, you know,
candelabra.
Wow, that sounds amazing. she loves these kind of, you know, she'd love the sort of, you know, the candles on the table at Christmas, and used to travel a bit at Christmas, you know, around, and she wouldn't have her candles, so I made her this little folding candelabra. I think she's still got some.
That's
brilliant.
Yeah.
Love.
How old are you then?
Oh, I was probably 12, 14, something like that.
Wow.
You were destined for this, weren't you? Really? Are you doing that at 12? Good Lord.
Well, thank you very much. And I've got some really cool things coming. And you know, the baby nail clippers have been incredibly well received as well, with a little spy hole. And that actually, you know...
We've got those, actually, for Isabel. To be honest with you, Isabel, my daughter, absolutely hates getting a nails clip. So it doesn't matter whether we use yours or anybody's. She just cannot stand... She goes ballistic. When we come anywhere near her with nail clippers,
it's a tricky thing.
It is a tricky thing,
but that spy hole makes it a bit. And actually, I've got a little video of me clipping Jack's fingers. He was in the God, poor guy, age 12 days, just not only a week. He was in Metro magazine with me on the launch of that.
There's getting your family roped in for stuff.
Exactly. So he'll look back at that one day. I should get him a little card made, you know.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Joe, have you ever invented anything?
No, not really. I've had a couple of ideas for businesses that all revolve around make donuts. I wanted to do like a Subway, with donuts.
But basically Krispy Kreme.
Well, no, because you can't go in and choose plain donut.
Oh, I see.
Choose a filling and then a glaze and then some sprinkles or whatever.
I quite like that idea.
Do you think Alan Sugar would like that?
I'm not sure it's his kind of thing. there's something there. There's a nice gem there. I'd you know, get out there. Start a little stall.
I'm leaving journalism and going into donuts. Yeah, my parents will be pleased.
Do it on the side. It's very important to keep if you are thinking of starting a business, I really encourage you to keep your keep a job as well, or maybe try and reduce it to a couple of days a week on your full-time job, so you can experiment on the side, because you'll never get things right first time round. But, you know, make a little stall, get some flyers printed up, send them round to people. Who knows?
You could
have a storm game there. What would you call that?
Joe's
donuts.
Oh, wow, it rolls off the tongue.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Deary me.
The only thing, I could think of something that rhymes with Joe, but it's probably not.
the only thing I have...
Jonuts.
Jonuts.
There it is.
Jonuts.
Get your Jonuts.
Look at that.
Right there.
Get something printed out.
Copyright.
Not bad for 7 minutes to 9 in the morning.
That's pretty good, mate.
Maybe
I've got to
admit. Maybe they'll print you some Jonut flyers.
Oh, dear. The only thing I ever came out with when I was a young lad, and I thought a good idea would be teenage boxer shorts. Which are basically two-tone.
Do you want to go there?
They're two-tone. They're one colour on the back, one colour on the front. That's all. That's the only way I'm going with that. Your mind can go boggling there with that. To find out a little bit more, you can go to vistaprint.co.uk, and there's all the answers to this survey, and they've got some great deals on there for photo gifts, business cards, that sort of thing. It's a great website. Tom Pellerou, inventor from The Apprentice, the winner in 2011. Thanks very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Darren, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Prouder to be Yorkshire.
Radio Yorkshire.